So what type of thing would you get involved with, can you say?
Well, the type of things I am involved with, because I have a particular interest, as far as the synagogue's concerned, the burial side of things. Bizarrely, I will not involve myself with the actual tahara work, which is the actual preparation of the body before burial, although my wife does so. But anything when it comes to the administration side, very much get involved with. And in a bizarre sort of way, get pleasure in the sense that if I'm helping people in their hour of need, to assist in, to assist them in helping to ultimately bury their beloved person, inwardly it gives me a sense of satisfaction, as strange as that may sound.
And the burials happen pretty quickly, I guess.
Yes, yeah. It has been known to bury somebody on the same day, which is what Jewish law entails, but very often it's not practical to do so.
Doesn't give you a lot of time to do the admin?
Yeah, we've got a good good system running whereby got good relationships with the local registrar who will be on call for us outside office hours. We do everything ourselves. So apart from dealing with the registrar, who I'm happy to go to see with the bereaved, then we have a local gravedigger who's on standby 24/7, the local undertakers, we have a similar arrangement with. We have our own private cemetery, as was alluded to before. So the burial can take place within a few hours of the person passing, if necessary.
Do you have any issues with the coroner at all?
We have had in the past, most certainly. We have had, there is an infamous coroner, Mary Hassel, who we'd had issues with, who wouldn't recognise the fact that for religious reasons, if an autopsy or a post-mortem had to take place, if it could be put to the top of the list, we would have been appreciative, but she never saw it that way. And she's now gone on to London and had the same issues there as well.
It's caused quite a stir in London, hasn't it?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.